Staying in the United States, the U.S. bishops have called for an increase in the federal minimum wage in a letter to Congress. The bishops say that raising the minimum wage is only one step needed to address the larger, more pressing problem of poverty in America, pointing out that in their shelters, soup kitchens, parishes and schools, there are too many working families where men and women work full-time and still live in destitution. John Carr of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops told us more about the letter and about his concerns regarding the latest proposal to stimulate the U.S. economy in the wake of recent economic downturn.
This has been a consistent theme for the Bishops' Conference in the United States, that we ought to look at every policy for how it affects the least among us. And as the economy worsens in the United States in terms of rising unemployment, people losing their health care, some people losing their homes, there is a broad consensus that steps need to be taken to move the economy forward. And the point Bishop Murphy and the bishops made is that the moral measure of any such proposal is how it touches the weakest in our midst, the poor and the vulnerable. The way the tax system is structured in the United States, the centerpiece of this proposal, which is a tax rebate, could provide significant assistance to the middle class and the upper class, but nothing at all for working families and poor families. And so the letter makes the point that you cannot leave poor families and low-wage workers out of this effort to restore vitality to our economic life.